This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple infrastructure and industrial projects worth around 9,400 crore rupees. In Telangana. The event held at the Hyderabad International Convention Centre was attended by Telangana Governor Shri Pratap Shukla, Chief Minister A. Revanta Reddy, Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy and other senior leaders. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said these projects collectively aim to strengthen connectivity, improve logistics efficiency, enhance safety and provide a better travel experience for people.
Aaj jin projects ka shilanyas aur lokarpan hua hai, isse जहां हजारों हजार नए रोजगार बनेंगे और तेलंगाना की कनेक्टिविटी भी सशक्त होगी. मैं तेलंगाना की जनता को इन प्रोजेक्ट के लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता.
मिस्टर मोदी सेड इंडिया इज इफेक्टिवली मैनेजिंग द एनर्जी क्राइसिस अराइजिंग फ्रॉम द वेस्ट एशिया कॉन्फ्लिक्ट ड्यू टू द स्टेप्स टेकन बाय द सेंटर, एडिंग दैट द रिस्ट्रेन्ड यूज ऑफ फ्यूल is the need of the hour. Among the major projects unveiled include PM Mitra Park in Warangal, also known as Kakatiya Mega Textile Park. Prime Minister Modi said, India is ranked amongst the world's leading economies, with the textile industry serving as one of the strongest pillars of its growth story. He said the sector is now being prepared for a fresh phase of expansion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the 45th anniversary celebrations of the Art of Living in Bengaluru today. He inaugurated the newly constructed Dhyan Mandir at the Art of Living International Centre. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister lauded the role of Art of Living Foundation in promoting service, spirituality and social transformation.
ये शहर सॉफ्टवेयर और सर्विसेज के लिए दुनिया भर में जाना जाता है, लेकिन भारत की सांस्कृतिक पहचान स्पिरिचुअलिटी आध्यात्मिक चेतना को भी इस शहर ने नई ऊंचाई दी है. ध्यान प्राणायाम भारत के संस्कारों का अभिन्न हिस्सा रहे हैं. आज दुनिया भर के लोग भारत के इन आध्यात्मिक संस्कारों से प्रभावित हैं और इन्हीं पुरातन संस्कारों से भारत की भी अनेक संस्थाओं को प्रेरणा मिलती रही है.
The Prime Minister also called for collective efforts to build a developed India through environmental responsibility, youth empowerment and inner well-being. In Uttar Pradesh, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today expanded his cabinet with 6 BJP leaders taking oath as ministers. Additionally, 2 ministers of state were elevated and assigned independent charge. Governor Anandiben Patel administered the oath of office and secrecy at a ceremony held at Janabhavan in Lucknow. Former BJP state president Bhupendra Chaudhary and BJP leader Manoj Pandey were inducted as cabinet ministers. State ministers Ajit Pal Singh and Somendra Tomar were promoted and given independent charge. Meanwhile, Krishna Paswan, Surendra Dilair, Hansraj Vishwakarma and Kailash Rajput were inducted as state ministers. With the latest expansion, the strength of the Council of Ministers in the 403-member Uttar Pradesh Assembly has reached 60, the maximum permitted strength. The founder of Tamilaga Vetri Karagam, TVK actor turned politician C. Joseph Vijay, has been sworn in as the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu today. Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Harlekar administered him the oath of office and secrecy in a swearing-in ceremony held at Nehru Indoor Stadium. 9 ministers also took oath along with Mr. Vijay. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, with several personalities from the Tamil film industry, were present on the occasion. During his address, after taking the oath, Chief Minister Vijay appealed to people to remain confident about his government and said that he will enable smooth and transparent governance to all. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated C. Joseph Vijay on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the central government will keep working with the Tamil Nadu government to improve the lives of people. He expressed his best wishes for Mr. Vijay's tenure ahead. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions over Gujarat and Rajasthan till tomorrow. Warm night conditions are likely to persist in places over west Rajasthan during the next 4 to 5 days. IMD further predicted a gradual rise in maximum temperature by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 7 days. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants were 160 for 6 in 16.1 overs against Chennai Super Kings at M. H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai when reports last came in. Earlier, Chennai Super Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. In another match of the day, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Mumbai Indians in Raipur. And with that, we end this news bulletin.